Psalm 72. This is listed as a Psalm of Solomon. And essentially, he prays in this psalm for his own reign. And you know, we know that when Solomon took the throne in Israel, he felt ill-equipped to do what he'd been called to do. Because, the guys, don't think of the monarchy in England, like where they kind of live in a fancy place and just kind of go around cutting ribbons, kissing babies, and doing championing causes, you know? The king in Israel was the Supreme Court. He was the judge. Literally, cases would be brought before him on a regular basis. And he would have to decide very, very challenging, difficult cases. In addition to that, he was to be an example to the people. As a godly man, starting off anyway, Solomon felt the weight of that responsibility. And so his prayer here is for God. He calls upon the Lord to bless his reign. However, as we read through this psalm, we're going to find that the implications of this prayer are more far-reaching than just Israel. And we're going to see here, and I trust that you'll see it with me, that Solomon begins to speak prophetically of the coming kingdom, which will be ruled and reigned by Jesus Christ himself during that period of time we call the millennial kingdom, or just the millennium. It's that 1,000-year period of time after the Great Tribulation, when Jesus will rule planet Earth as it exists today, prior to the new heaven and the new earth becoming one. And so some of the aspects of what Solomon refers to here in this psalm relate to that. Let's take a look at it. Verse 1. He says, "Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice." And this was a huge issue and a huge part of Solomon's rule and reign. And that's why it was part of his prayer, because it was his responsibility. "Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness." And he's not talking about God blessing the mountains and the hills. Mountains and hills are symbolic, poetic references to big issues and small issues. He's talking about dominant things in the kingdom and less dominant things. The big dominant things are the mountains. The little things, or the less dominant things, are the hills. And so he's praying that regardless of what's going on in the kingdom, it would all be prosperous for the people. Verse 4, "May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor." Again, the responsibilities of the king. "May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations." And the meaning here is, may God's people fear you. May they learn to fear you for all time. Well, at least as long as creation is maintained. "May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass." And he's talking about the king now, being a blessing to the people, "like showers that water the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion." Now, here's where we're going to begin to talk about the reign of Christ. Look at this. "May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him. All nations serve him." And by the way, that prophetic call for all nations to fall down before the Messiah, the rule of Christ will very much be fulfilled during the millennial kingdom. There are many, many passages in the Old Testament that make reference to that very thing, and it will happen. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor, and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life. And precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. On the tops of the mountains, may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. His fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed, and they will. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Again, referring to Messiah. Amen and amen. And then it says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Wow. So the call for the Lord to bring about righteousness and to do it through the king. And we know who the coming king is. The coming king being Jesus Christ and the blessing that is to come through that.